Do you want to do the roll call, Kat?
Sure. Present here, virtual. Everyone's virtual, it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The flu, so I requested that everybody go virtual, so they're not here in this house.
Okay, so present virtually is Evelyn Payson, Lynn Chrissy, Hema De Silva, Lori Dvorak, Cindy Biancamano, Kathy Sabo, Phil Sabo, board members, and Lisa Hober, treasurer.
Thanks. Do we want to read the minutes from the October meeting, or do we want to make motion to waive reading of the minutes and accept them as is?
I motion to waive.
Second.
And second, Phil. All in favor?
Aye.
No opposition, so okay, that's minutes carry. We don't have any public here. President's report, the only thing I have to say is I've been calling Yvonne Giovanni about this survey, and finally he committed that him and Charlie Dutch are meeting on December 2nd to formulate an opinion. So hopefully that'll be putting an end to that situation. That's really all I have, nothing else new. So I guess we can move on to the financial report. It doesn't look like we have a tax collector tonight. So Lisa, you want to do your treasurer report?
Yep. I sent you guys the forms for month end of October.
Mm-hmm.
First question, Phil Jansky for $525. Where does that come in every month?
Jansky.
I got. I was going to email you, but I knew we were doing this meeting, so I've got Jansky for $525, cleaning for 2 weeks, 10/1 through 10/15.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll make sure I can pay it.
Yeah, I thought you emailed me. I thought I emailed you back.
Oh, I don't know. Probably, yeah.
Right.
I know that we talked about something that I was... Just so I get the know-how, I mean, you've got a pretty big budget, so I want to make sure I keep asking, if you don't mind.
No, please do.
All right, and then I have tax receipts that came in, and Ed contacted me, and I told him that I would give them to him at tonight's meeting, and he contacted me and said he wasn't going to make it. He was going to try to Zoom, and I said that I would give them to Cindy because I understand that she requested some documents anyway, so she'd be picking those up. So I would give these. I'll give these to her if that's what you still want to do. You want to?
So he got back to me and said that he's still waiting for some documentation from. I'm trying to find it. He still has some things to close out about the biodetention from DEP and Environmental Protection, EPA. So as soon as he did that, he would let me know, and that he has nothing else that the lake requested as far as dams or anything else.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I don't really know what he has because I've only signed a couple things since I've been president for him, and he never gave me a copy, which is probably my own fault, but it seems like he was involved in an awful lot of things, and he's saying that all he has is some biodetention stuff that he'll get to me. So if any of you know of anything that is in his possession, you know, I can specifically request that.
So, Cindy, I have a couple of documents from a couple years ago on the budget committee that he made. He even then kept most of his stuff close to the chest.
Yeah.
However, I think Corinne is a good resource because she's aware of the $15,000 that we've been awarded for the last 2 years that'll be a reimbursement for once we invoke the dam repairs. So I know that she's aware of those. Now, I also understand that Tim doesn't know about where any of this stuff is.
Well, Tim said that he had nothing, and Ed told me Ed had nothing, that Tim has it.
So I think the only other person that might know something, and I think the only thing is Corinne.
Yeah.
Because she talks, you know, she talks, and then the Three Lakes, I mean, she gets the grants for that every year. So I know that's, you know, I know that she's, if not anything, she's a part of it.
Right.
So she's got to know about it.
I know that Ed said something specific about the dam and that he was involved in conversations with the town about the town's part.
Right.
Yeah. I was just going to say that because he did mention that he had been sort of a liaison for the quality improvement committee's efforts through the town as well. So I think he has some of those information, whether he applies for the grant or whether he writes it up and Corinne applies for the grant, I don't know that. But I think as Laurie said, Corinne has a lot of information about all that going on behind the scenes with the town that he was doing.
I do think we should talk to Corinne and kind of get a feel for what she does know, what she doesn't know.
She doesn't.
And what information that she's aware of that he has.
But would she have the stuff on the dam?
Yeah, because she was on the dam committee, and she does know about, you know, the $15,000 that we've been awarded each year.
And she would know about grants too, I think. What grants we've went for?
Lake quality grants.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Three Lakes is the Lake Quality Grant.
I thought that Ed was also going with Corinne for the meetings between the three lakes that were going to the town. So there were so many other little nuances that was happening there.
Yes, you're right, Emma. So I think Corinne is a good resource to ask her.
Yeah, I'll reach out to her. I was hoping Ed would be here tonight so we could talk about it. But I'll reach out to her.
Yep.
All right, so the only other thing I have is that I've emailed you, Cindy, and I've hit Corinne up with it too, that we still have not received that the balance of that state. I got the one penny. But I was going to, I reprinted that email and I was going to make phone calls. I could make a phone call to that number to find out.
What is this we're waiting for, Lisa? The balance of what?
The five
dimension space. This is the
$16,500.
Correct. That we're supposed to be reimbursed for once the biodiversity.
On completion and after we have had all the permits taken care of and everything is passed, then we were to get $16,500 from the town.
The last I knew, we were waiting on were the permanent signs that the DP and Environmental Protection required to get the the grant. So they want signage up. And so there's paper signs there now, but I think there has to be like a permanent, they want a permanent sign there that was part of the grant award.
But I'm not sure if that's really messed up. They already sent me the one penny and the dialogue and verbiage saying, call this number or email saying you got it. And Cindy did took care of that. So we were just waiting for the, and I got an alert on the bank account that anything over $5,000 deposit, I'd be alerted.
So on November,
that's the documentation Ed's mentioning to you. Oh, the only documentation I have, he said, was for the biodetention?
Yeah, so on November 1st, Corinne told me that the payment will be finalized soon according to our source at DEEP.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds, you know, I think she has a handle on that, and obviously Lisa does too. But finalized soon with the DEP, and it was only November 1st. That could be a month.
They may be waiting for something to be signed by us and sent to them.
Yeah. I don't think
something that Ed has documentation.
Well, I don't know. I'll check that with Corinne, but I don't think so.
And actually, the email and the instructions came from Ed. You know, here, look for this one penny deposit, and when you get it, notify me, blah, blah, blah. And it was to Cindy and I, so when I got the one penny, Cindy had already taken care of the notification. And Ed said, did you get the one penny yet? And I said, Cindy took care of the notification. So I think if they're sending the one penny, it's because they're getting ready to send the rest.
Right.
And that's their test.
Yeah, that's their test.
Ask Corinne about the signage, because I remember Ed specifically saying that was what was holding up them sending the final
money.
Yes. It was a thing. It was part of the requirement.
Okay.
But they didn't know exactly what verbiage they wanted them to put on it.
Yeah.
Ed didn't know, so they couldn't get the signs yet. That's what they were waiting on. That's
Corinne. Yeah, I'll ask Corinne. I think it's already in the works. I really do, but I'll double check on that. Yeah. So it does sound like there's a few things that Ed does have that we should have in our files, if for no other reason, just to have in our files. So, if anybody thinks of anything else that he might have, then I'll make a list and go over it with him.
That's all I've got. Unless you guys have something for me.
No questions for Lisa?
Just a quick one, I guess. You know, we had the meeting from the reserve. We had the meeting that allocated $17,000 from reserves.
Yeah.
And we came under budget. I don't want to say under budget. I came on budget.
Yeah.
What happens to the rest of that money? Does that stay?
I believe it gets moved back to reserves because we took the appropriate amount from what was budgeted for it, and then we took an amount from, I have to pull out the invoice, but I broke it down the way you had broken it down in the invoice.
Yeah.
So now that the project is done, I believe the rest of that gets moved back to reserves.
Okay.
We're talking about the fence, right?
The fence.
The basketball court?
Yeah.
Any other questions for Treasurer? Okay. So committee reports, bylaw reports, we don't have to do. We don't have to do that till this spring to pick new members. Budget committee, we don't have to do yet. DAM, I don't think there's anything new with that.
Cindy, have you received anything from our engineers as far as we were waiting for some information from him about the project?
Yes, the last thing we got was, it was this month, and he said it would be a couple months for him to formulate all the criteria. So it's definitely in the works, and I know Tim is on top of talking with Carl, so it's going to happen. But I guess it moves slowly.
No, I was just thinking that we have the timeline to be that by December that we would have all of that. So since we are not going to be meeting until January, I don't know whether we had to light a little fire under them to get that working.
All right, let me check with Tim.
Well, Tim mentioned that once that is available, we can then look at the next steps, as well as looking for permits and getting to the marines and all those permitting needs that need to be met.
Right.
That those will take about 8 months, 10 months, or whatever, even more than that. So there's some sort of urgency to move things along.
Okay, I'll check with Tim.
Cindy, I just wanted to, if you're going to reach out to Corinne, did you ask her if her watershed management program is complete? Because she's got about $5,000 sitting in there in cash as well that could get moved over if it is complete. I think it is. I think she's done.
Does that get moved over to properties?
You never give up, Phil.
No.
You I'll thank you for the geese.
He's going to the dam.
Yes, I will ask her that.
Thank you.
Events. What are we going to do about events?
We don't have any. Well, actually, the Cold Spring Farm know, they're gearing up for a lot of stuff, so we can just go up there and have a party up there.
Everybody knows there's a meeting tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
So I guess events, we're just waiting and see if anybody steps up, and that probably won't happen until early spring, I would guess, correct?
Right. I mean, we could throw some stuff on the calendar if you want. I mean, I could do that. It's not a problem, you know.
Well, we could
kitty bingo, you know, crafts, you know, the main things.
That's true. Yeah. And what about bands, Evelyn? Are you going to still do bands?
She's not. No.
No.
So we don't have any
bands. No, I'm not doing bands.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. If I typically start booking bands now.
You what?
Typically we start booking bands now.
So yeah, Kathy, I think just putting the basic stuff like the
I'll formulate some kind of a little event. Like Hayward Days can be put on there, even though we don't have anybody to cheer it or whatever, so I'll be happy to throw that up on the calendar. You know?
Okay.
So at least when we do the spring packet, we can have some kind of a
outline,
right?
The other option is to go back and having people volunteering to host an event. Individual bands.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what's going to happen.
That's the way it should be, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fine. Yep.
So we can't put that on the calendar until people step up. So
right, exactly.
And you want to put another news blast out just for ha-has?
For water dance, yeah.
I couldn't hear him, Mark.
Phil was saying, do you want to put another news blast out looking for an events person?
I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt to do that. I think right now is a bad time because everybody's thinking about the holidays and stuff.
Right.
But I guess it doesn't cost anything to put a news blast out to get people thinking about it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
someone did mention to me last year or this summer that they were considering like taking over events, but swore me to secrecy. Don't say anything till I decide. So I'll reach out to her and see.
Okay.
I have been moving everything that I have on events to the shared drives, the contracts, check requests. I've been working on that a little at a time, so anything anybody needs will be there. I have a spreadsheet with band contact info that I need to update, and then that'll go on the shared drive.
Evelyn, I don't know if I can see events on the shared drive.
I didn't, you know what, I'll have to look. Angela created the folder, so let me look.
Okay, so when we get to technology, I want to talk about this a little bit, if we could.
I'm with technology, too.
I think a lot, and I just want to hit on that a little bit.
Okay. So, how about geese? Do we have anything new or exciting about geese?
Oh, yeah, there's six of them. Hanging out at Second Beach.
Yes, I know.
I saw in the cove, I saw two the other day. So I went down today, and there's six of them, and there's poop all over the grass. So my boats are charging, my remote control boats. I plan on going down there tomorrow. I call the real goose lady, Lynette, and said, why are they still here? And she's dealing with, like, they're just not leaving areas right now. So I'll go down tomorrow. And harass them. The problem is I just got to make sure the boats are working because I'm not going in the water to retrieve them. Actually, I may use that paddle boat that's down there, Phil.
It's all yours.
Lynn, you mentioned last time Forest Way.
Yes.
So if I'm going past Second Beach and I take the left on Forest Way, were you talking about that little road on the left with the house at the end?
Not quite. So if you take the left on Forest, you see that yellow, there's a yellow house there.
Before you, right? In back of there, there's a marsh area. You'll see it. It's all overgrown. And so it's sort of in the crook between the road and that house, in back of the house. They were nesting down there last year.
Yeah, you know what? They're sneaky because we thought they were down there last year and we could not find them.
Yeah.
So it would be great in the spring when we do the...
We'll keep an eye on them. We walk by them every day. My dog is barking at them.
Yeah, because we saw them.
Scaring them into the lake.
We saw pairs of them down there, but we could not find the nest. So if you know where they are, it'd be great if you could help out.
I'm very happy to do that.
So the other thing is the waivers. I have like 30 of them. There's a couple I cannot, people signed and I can't read the signature. I have the address. Who can help me with determining the name?
Why do you need to
have addresses?
Did you look on Constant Contact? Did you go on Constant
Contact? I don't have access to Constant Contact.
Sure you do. On the shared drive, there's passwords.
It is?
Yep. If you're on the shared drive, the passwords for Constant Contact is there, and you can access it that way, and then you could look it up the street, because you can, when you get in there, you could, it's listed by street, actually.
So I can sort it. Okay.
You can sort it by name, you can sort it by street, whatever you want. So you could look that up, absolutely.
Evelyn, you could also go on the town of East Haddam, go on the tax website. Put in the address, the name comes up. Vice versa, you can put in the name, the address comes up.
I think I think the passwords are under the board shared drive. I think that's where I put it.
All right. Who's got TV on?
So I do have a form ready to email out to people to get access to properties. I think it's a little early, though.
Well, do you have to send something out? You already just have the waiver, no?
I only have 30.
Oh, I see.
We had talked about putting it in an email blast with the form.
I understand.
So my scanner broke. I went today and had it scanned in and sent to me with my address so people can mail it to me.
Yep.
So, but I think maybe January do that because that's when I'll start asking for volunteers. To do the next walk. Also, last month, you guys asked about having a presentation done at the June meeting. My thought is I would rather do a presentation where all the lake can attend. The June meeting would only be members.
Well, Evelyn, we could do it after the June meeting, so we retain the members that are there, and, you know, so if the June meeting ends at 2 o'clock, we could have it at 2:15 so that we retain those 75 people that are there, hopefully.
Yeah, they won't stay. I don't think.
Some will.
Okay, we should try that.
But I mean, anybody can really come to our meetings. They just can't speak. So they wouldn't be able to ask questions, I guess. So that wouldn't be
it. Yeah, and they probably wouldn't want to sit through it, but if we have it immediately after.
Right.
That's my recommendation.
All right, let me think about that. I'll talk to her.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking May might be better. We get into June, they start coming.
Yeah, I
know
it's at the end of June, actually.
But a lot of the people, the seasonals don't show up sometimes till a little bit later.
Memorial Day, yeah.
Some of them will come on Memorial Day, but they go away and then they come back sometime closer towards the 4th of July.
Maybe I can do both. My concern is getting the other side of the lake involved. And a lot of more of them are year-round than seasonal.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I did have a few show up that day that I had to cancel.
Right.
You know, you could think also, Evelyn, if you can't work it out so the other side of the lake is there, you can also record the meeting and, like, send it to their little association over there, whatever their group is, and maybe they can put it up out to their members in a recording type of a way. I don't know. Just a thought.
We could also do something like a PowerPoint and put it on our webpage.
Yeah.
That would be, and also if you can have her write something up for the spring newsletter as it goes out and everybody sort of looks for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, spring newsletter too, yes.
Okay, that's it.
All right, late quality, I'll ask Corinne to join us in January to answer all these questions. Nominating, we don't have to do yet. Properties, Phil.
Things are looking good. The basketball court is done. I don't know if I said that last time.
Looks nice.
The fence on Third Beach is done. I have to do a little work on the apron. I already did call Steve from the town to see if he would go out and look at it. I haven't heard back yet from him. Very happy with the vessels on the lake this year. There's only two left, which I did move them down to Second Beach.
That's amazing.
Where they'll stay.
And they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. You know, all right. If somebody wants them, I know nothing. if they're not gone in the spring when I come back, I will put a free sign out there. And after a few weeks of that, then I'll have them taken away. I'm assuming they are in good shape. Somebody's going to want them. So, other than that, I'm ready to settle in for a long winter's nap. If that's all right with you all.
Yeah. I thought that was happening too until I saw the geese.
I was listening to them today. I'm like, but you know what, Evelyn? It was like 80 degrees last week, so they're confused maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I expected them to be gone. Most of them are. Hey, Phil, that tarp is still there under the pavilion all rolled up.
That's not a tarp.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the...
tent.
No, I believe it's the black stuff with the wooden stakes.
Yeah.
That was for the biodetention.
So do we want to keep that?
No.
Okay.
No, I thought the garbage. I thought Chris would have taken it. I don't know why.
It's on the table, so it looks like it belongs to somebody. But I can get rid of it if you want me to.
Yeah, that'd be great. And there's a blue garbage can down there too. I don't know if that's still there. That's got to go.
Yeah, it's still there. It's under the pavilion.
So both of those can go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Is that it, Phil, for properties? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So technology, Lori, you have something you want to just talk about?
Yeah.
Can I say these two things first?
Of course.
So I did not cancel Angela's email. So events and secretary were what were called aliases. Secretary automatically forwarded to Kathy. Those are now, events and secretary are now individual emails. So I have the password to events, if anybody needs any of that. Should I shut down Angela's? I mean, we said we were going to do it, and then Lori needed something.
Right. So...
Again, I think if you look at the events shared drive, we need to have someone else be made the manager of that shared drive because Angela is still the manager of the shared drive. Hence, we can't do anything make anybody else the manager of the shared drive. She's the only one that can do it. So she's got to log on and do that for us. She's the only one that knows her password, right? I mean,
should we wait to see if we get someone to head up the events, and then we'll just change it then?
But we still need access to it.
Right.
Let me see if Jason can do it at computer connection.
So
you still want to ask Angela to do it?
Yeah, I guess she can still log in.
That's what I'm saying. She knows her own password, right? She can log in and make...
She has a password for her email still. Yeah. That hasn't changed.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So once she makes someone else manager, or a few people manager, we don't need it anymore. It doesn't matter.
Who do you want to be manager?
Well, Cindy should always be manager. The president should always be manager of every folder that's on there. So
yep.
Start with that. But I don't know. I just say make all the board members a manager. It doesn't matter, in my opinion. But I don't know.
All right, I'll talk to Angela.
That's fine.
Okay, Laura.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So I know you guys talked about making email addresses generic, and I know that was something that was visited a while ago, and it was discussed because it was an expense. However, going forward, for security purposes and for access and all of that, absolutely, there's no other way to do it. You can't do it any other way. So,
I agree.
Lynn, so I created all these folders, which I'm sorry everybody got ding, ding, ding. You can laugh now. So, I created all these folders. I made Cindy the manager of all of them. And, of course, as I was creating them, I had to be the manager because I was creating them.
Right.
And then I made secondary manager. I populated as much as I could populate. However, so Lynn sent me share requests, and I didn't get back to you, honey, because I want you to hear what I'm saying here.
Lori, it was my bad because I was signing in from my wrong email. When I signed in on my true email, I had access to all of them.
But this is a case in point. So let's say I accepted your share request, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's your personal email address. So in order to manage each folder, every time a board member changes, you'd have to go through each folder and get rid of that person's absolutely absurd. So it has to be emails that are standardized. Their president, vice president, secretary, and all the other board positions in order to maintain at Google Drive. You can't do it any other way.
Agreed.
Yep. Agreed.
I've been saying that since day one.
I have to.
Which is why I didn't accept your share request, Lynn.
No, I'm glad you didn't, because that was me screwing up.
Yeah, well, you didn't know, and we didn't know. We're all learning here. I'm certainly... which I'm sorry about all the emails. We can't do it any other way. So, Evelyn, if you don't mind, I would like to, like, work with you a little bit with the computer connection and all of that. I have a technology background.
You are more than welcome to take it over.
I think getting it, you know, to where it's a point where we're not, like, having our names on email addresses, but yet we're filling in. It makes it so less complicated.
Right. We talked about the board members being more like, even just using the, you can use like first beach rep, second beach rep, you know,
mm-hmm.
third beach rep, those type of emails, represented at large. You know,
like properties.
One rep two.
So
yeah, and then you have a history. Then you can just have the password changed and go in, and Jason can do that.
Right, and then like when I get an email from Lisa or whatever, she's still coming up as Peggy, and then when it's on Google Docs, it's from Lee. And
Right. Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that.
So that's why I said I would be happy to work with you on that.
Well, Evelyn, didn't you give up technology?
I did.
All right, so we're looking.
Nobody else wants to do it. Huh? I can't hear him.
I didn't either.
So he's saying, why doesn't Lori just take over technology?
Well, that's what I just asked her.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I will do my best.
I was a Microsoft Office expert. Google, not so much.
Well... So I was Microsoft for 15 years, and then I became a Mac Apple girl. So I'm a little bit of, I'm a little bit both.
I am more than happy to sit down with you. Jason is wonderful at computer connection. He will help you. I mean, it's usually just a matter of emailing him or calling him, and he's very helpful.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, I'm just, I'd like to know, I really like to know what the computer connection does. I mean, I used to write programs. I mean, I'm curious what their interface is.
When we decided that we were going to go with Google, Dynamic Alliance, the company that we were with, do you want me to do this history now? Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their specialty was Microsoft Office. They could not hook us up with Google. So I reached out to Computer Connection because he had helped me a few times with my computer. He tried to set it up so that we were in charge. And that was after I had, before I reached out to him, I had spent months trying to contact Google. They were impossible. There's no company in Connecticut that I could find that could set us up and transition everything to Google. So when Jason tried it, he couldn't set it up for us so that we managed it. They would only set it up through him.
Okay, so that sounds like a challenge.
I don't know if you, I mean, you can talk to him and see if you can change it. He doesn't charge us any more than what Google charges.
Which
but they bill him.
Oh, he's got to get something. He has to get something.
I don't know that he does. I mean, it still was a lot cheaper than Dynamic Alliance.
Right, which I found out because when I originally asked you from the budget perspective, I didn't know because it was taken out of utilities. So remember I said to you, oh, is this like a startup thing or whatever? It's because I never saw a history of it until I looked in utilities. Then I saw the other one. So it was taken out of two different pocketbooks.
Dynamic Alliance, if you call them and ask them for help, they charged you for it. Jason does not.
Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing there's got to be some kind of kickback from Google or something.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Totally.
I know when I looked it up online, it was like $15 per email address, and I'm pretty sure that's what we get billed. It's $15 per email address.
Maybe.
If he gets something different from them, I don't know. But I do know if one of us is stuck and I can't help,
He'll call,
and Computer Connection used to charge us by the hour. So there was some months the bill was higher than it should be. Jason just helps us.
Right. So when you say Jason, you're not talking about Jason Griffin, right?
Jason at Computer Connection.
Okay.
Yeah, and Computer Connection has a minimum charge for anything that they do. That's the other side of it. So they do charge you higher rates because of that.
No.
Oh, you want? Oh,
you asking me if they charge more?
No, because they do say that if you bring something in, they have a minimum charge.
If you bring in your personal computer, he's going to charge you.
Yeah,
if
right.
I call him and say, "Can you reset the password for events? Can you shut down Angela's email? Can you?" He doesn't charge for that.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, great if he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. It just seems a little...
I send him people.
Which is awesome. It's great to network. My doggie's outside. Yeah, so I don't know. I just thought maybe by creating those folders, and learning to navigate in the Google Drive.
Angela was our expert.
Mm-hmm. I will say the folders look very nice.
The what?
The folders that are up there now look very nice.
Thank you.
We'll talk some more, Laurie, if you want. I mean, I'm more. I This is not my thing.
And it's important, it's just important that everybody, you know, I know I say this a lot, but it's really important that everybody use the Google platform, and any, if you're typing a letter, if you're doing, making a report, if you're doing anything, you should be using the Google platform, and you should be putting it on the shared drive.
I'm working on that myself. I'm moving stuff, trying to move stuff over from 2018.
Yep.
When I did events.
I got to jump in because it just, that's how I did. I just learned by doing, and I made a few mistakes, but, you know. Because then we won't have the problem of trying to get documents from people who are leaving. It's all on the shared drive.
I'll be there.
Right. Yeah. I think it's something to do going forward.
What?
Well, yeah, and now we have the tax collector and the treasurer right here, so they're part of the board, and they
should be using the Google Drive, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it's getting the DAC documents. That's a bit of an issue, but
right. But you got to start somewhere, right?
No, yeah, I agree.
So just start now, moving forward. Yep. Any document you create, get it up on the shared drive.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else on technology? So water testing, Lisa Long did say that she would be willing to test for us again this year, providing that her schedule, she did a great job, that her schedule doesn't change and that she still has summers off. So I said, well, here's hoping you still have summers off. So at this point, we're good.
Awesome.
Wait, one more question on technology. What am I doing with Angela's email?
Keep it up for just now until we can get her to log in and make a new manager.
That's right.
Could you ask her to log in and make a new manager?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Do we have any other? No. Old business, property encroachment. I told you guys that hopefully December 2nd we'll have a resolution to that whole thing. I don't think there's any other old business, is there? No? Okay. New business. The only thing I wanted to talk to you about is, this is part of technology, but it's also new business. Do we want to keep our newsletter person this year, or do we want to solicit a new person to do it? We had a lot of issues. It got done in the end. Most of them were with Angela. Now we don't have Angela. What do you guys think?
There was a lot of mistakes. And I'm not sure she's going to be here.
Oh, maybe we should ask her that.
Well, I'm not sure she knows what she's doing.
The question is, what do we want to do? Do we want to roll with it, or do we want to...
I'd say no.
Yeah, I personally had no involvement, but I think it was a cluster. It was a mess.
Yeah.
So I personally think that we should try to find someone a little more responsible.
Okay.
But I need all your input.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
Go for it.
I agree.
Okay. We have enough stress and strife, and that was just one added thing that, you know. So that was my only new business. Does anyone else have any more new business?
Yes, Cindy, that questionnaire that I sent out,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it's about trying to find out from property owners what they know about invasive species, I think is what he's trying to do. So I think it might give some awareness to everybody if we were to send that out to our membership and say, look at it and see if you would want to respond. There's no...
Let me explain what you're talking about, Hema. I got an email. I got the email. Hema got the email. Dave Edgington got the email.
I got the email.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was from some professor somewhere. And as I read it...
Western New England.
Western New England.
Western New England.
But he was... like the professor of psychology or something.
Right.
I read the whole thing, and it seemed weird to me. So I sent it to Corinne and said, what do you think? Because this would involve you and your thoughts. She felt the same way, that it seemed He was asking for personal information and...
Seemed off.
Huh?
Off. It seemed off.
Yeah. So, and then Dave called me because he got it, and he said, this seems really odd to me. So, Emma, that's the reason I didn't really do it, because it just didn't seem like the right type of email for us to get. And I didn't want us to get involved in something that, you know, could infiltrate our, whatever.
Yeah, so I just went over the questionnaire. I went, without answering, I just went over it. And it does give some information about the kind of species, and there's some questions about the knowledge that we have about that. So that's the reason I thought it might be helpful if everyone was aware of what these species are and how they are spread. That might help.
I agree. So my thoughts on that, Hema, could you formulate something like that just for our association that we can send out to our members by taking that information?
I don't know enough about the species of various invasive herbs that are there.
Yeah.
That would make it possible for me to put something down. Yeah. Now, he may not be the right person to ask that question from.
Yeah.
So that's where Corinne might have contacts that she's worked with in the past that might be able to help us on a project like that. I was looking at it quickly that the membership would be a little bit more aware and therefore might take more precautions in terms of if their boats are going from one lake to the other, when to kind of make sure that it's taken care of. I mean, the reality is do it right away so you don't bring it from one place to the other. But
I think that we all like the idea of it.
Yeah.
It's just, is this guy on the level?
Yeah, I mean, that I don't know.
Western. I mean, it's a legitimate college. Is that something you could do? Could you call this person directly?
And I'm going to try to find his number, call him, and ask him, you know, what exactly he's looking for.
Yeah, and you know, if he can give us a little bit, maybe more of a write up to explain why a psychology guy is doing this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the option of doing a paper form of survey.
No.
This guy turns out to be legit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's a legitimate in his capacity as the professor, but the rest of it is the question is what exactly is he looking for, and that's where I think the question is.
All I know is, you know, we just recently got an email from our CEO. It looked and smelled and felt exact. It wasn't him.
Okay.
I mean, people are spoofing stuff all the time. Yes. So, you know,
that is true. Yeah,
calling directly and saying, did you send this? And, you know, the best case is he says, oh, yeah, absolutely, let me tell you about it. The worst case is, I would never send that. I'm a psychology guy. What do I know about invasive plants, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I think he's looking at the psychology of the awareness of the population at large. I'm just guessing, obviously, but...
Out of caution, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can let him know that we are cautious about what information we provide.
Click and links.
Yeah.
And I mean, it might be if we do decide to, you know, move forward with it, if it is legit, I think that we need to ask our members if they want to participate before
addresses. And it will be provided to the membership in that format that if they so choose, they can. But there's no obligation on the part of the membership to join in.
Yes, we'll send it out to our entire association.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your job, Emma. Report back in January.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wait till after Thanksgiving to call him.
They're probably gone anyway, you know. But
yeah, but they do have classes after Thanksgiving, so
yeah, thank you.
You have December.
Yeah. We love December.
All right, thank you, Hema.
You're welcome.
Any other new business?
Well, I don't think this is old business. Did we ever get the bills out of Jason's name or Lee's name?
Lisa, you awake?
The Comcast bill.
We can't see you, honey. I got some things. I got iPower out, but I asked Jason to send me what else is there. I was able to do our web page, and I put that in my credit card name.
It would be nice if we had our own debit card or credit card. But
yes, it was.
I've been trying
for a while. Together, and I can look into that. But for now, I got our web page out of it, and I asked Jason, and I said, well, what else is in your name? And he goes, you know, I don't know yet. So we're in conversation about that.
Okay. Isn't the Wi-Fi stuff under his name?
Yeah, Comcast, right?
Comcast.
I think so.
The electric bill?
Well, I pay the Comcast bill.
What is it?
And Lisa, the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Comcast is in our name. Pula 214.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know what else is in his name.
He said P.O. Box?
The P.O. Box, yep.
Yeah.
It's either in Lee's or Jason's. I don't know which one.
I don't think I would chase that until we got our credit card, because I wouldn't want my credit card out there in five different places.
Right, absolutely.
So, I mean, well, I could talk to Cindy, and we could talk about that, about maybe going to Liberty and asking them for a credit card adjacent to the account. I don't need to hold it. I agree that you
should have that.
Yeah,
is that something we need to talk about with everybody? Or just
Well, I mean, we can go to Cindy, we can go to Liberty like we did last time and ask them, you know, what it entails, because we want something basic, limited. It would be great if they had a cap. Because if it ever got hacked, that sucks.
Yeah.
So we could ask them if there's a way to do that where it's got a cap on it.
Yeah, we could try to get...
Because at any given time, I don't think all these bills would come in at more than $750.
Yeah.
At one time, right? Because iPower came in and... I don't even know what it was for. I'd have to look at my card. They dinged my card, but I forgot to see how much for.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to use your personal.
Yeah, that shouldn't go on a personal. I wanted it because he got points.
Well, I do too.
Yeah, it's still worth it though.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Maybe we can go to Liberty, and I don't know if I need you with me, or can I just go to Liberty and talk to them and ask them?
Well, you can talk to them. I'd probably have to sign it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get the information and get back to you.
Okay.
We'll get a card with a cap on it so that it doesn't get hacked.
Okay. Any other thoughts or questions, anybody?
Well, I do, but yeah. I'm not sure if you want it as part of the meeting. So we use a vendor for tax collecting. I could use that name and contact information. I'm going to have to go introduce myself.
Right.
And who are we using? Who's the attorney firm we're using for collections?
Okay, Glenn, QDS, and attorney Cohen. Okay.
And then I'll go down to, I'll make a point of going down to the town and introducing myself to the tax collector over there as well.
Okay, yeah, the QDS, Quality Data Systems, is Leo. He owns it, and he gets the tax base from the town and formulates the new rate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you should know him and meet him. He's very nice. Yeah. And Attorney Cohen is, I'll give you his information too. That's easy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and but before January, I'll make sure that I kind of get myself established with all of them.
Right.
And then at some point, you mentioned that we have constant contact. When we do this again in July, that is an opportunity to update information and make sure it's valid. And I'd be happy, you know, as checks come in, to use that as an opportunity to check with people and say, is this your current contact information? Mm-hmm. If we did want to put together a directory, that would be the time to say, do you want to be in the directory, yes or no? So we have a lot of time between now and July.
Yeah.
And I thought, let me just put that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, because there's so much antiquated information on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, they all send their checks, so.
That's good. Yeah.
Good idea, Lynn.
The one time you're going to get from everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Ed's aware of our timeline, like that he's done December 31st?
Yep.
Part of the letter? Okay.
I think I tried to put the letter on shared drive and I couldn't, so I sent it to you and asked you to put it up there.
Oh, I didn't
get it. Okay. I'll look. Oh, I'm glad I brought that up. I
don't have it, no.
Okay. Reset.
Did he respond to it?
Yeah. He just said, he just said at this meeting tonight he would try to make it virtually. That was it. But, we have the gift here for him. And, I told Lisa to give me those checks for the taxes so that I can exchange those for whatever information he may have. So this isn't going to be easy, guys.
Nope.
No.
But anyway.
We kind of knew that.
Yeah, we kind of knew that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we stand. He didn't respond till maybe yesterday.
Okay.
But
does he have things that Lynn needs to be able to do?
I don't really know. He must have a ginormous spreadsheet, right?
I'm sure he does, but you know what?
But you're probably going to have to start.
Does he use a certain program that you need access to?
You know, honestly, I think it's probably best to start from scratch anyway.
Okay.
But I don't know much about it, and we're not going to get about it from him, so,
Yeah. No, the only thing that he may have is probably some historical information of who had it before and that kind of thing that, at this point, probably, I don't think Lynn could care less about it.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Once you make your contacts, Lynn, I think you're good. But I will tell you, and I don't know who, Cindy, you might have asked, somebody asked for job descriptions at some point. So
I have them.
Ed was very forthcoming with his job descriptions a couple of years ago. So I don't know if you have his. He had one for financial advisor and the tax collector. So, all right, so you have those?
I do.
Then I won't send them. But I don't know if it would have really helped you anyways, Lynn. I really think you're the way you're doing it is the better way to do it. And like Cindy said, start from scratch and do your way.
I figure, I'll reach out to the vendors, and then at the same time, I'll put it in writing as well, just so that they have it in their hands, so it becomes back, and
perfect.
Lynn, I can share with you some of the things he has sent, not just myself, but I can go back in emails and just look at some of the documentation. Like Lori said, he holds it tight, so what he sends is a scanned copy of his final page on his spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. So, but it's the breakdown that he's been using, and I can send you that just to see what he's been doing.
And I'm hoping that QDS is our vendor.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have something electronic as well. I imagine that, do we at various points have an accountant look at this at year end to do our...
Yes.
So I don't know if our accountant might also have that spreadsheet, or if all the accountant would have would be final figures. It might just be final figures.
Review. You want to look at the review that was initiated by Peggy this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see it there.
And last, go back to technology.
I got an email from that financial review guy, because at the end of this, when Peggy and I were meeting, she still had questions, and they weren't like life changing questions. They were just she's meticulous, and I don't get this little bit of it. I need an explanation. And he was supposed to. They did some phone tagging, and then he emailed the treasurer's account. And I forwarded it to her, and she said, I'll take care of him, I'll call him. But then I didn't talk to her again. I mean, I think the report is, remember she said towards the end of the year, like when it's normally posted on the website by now, if she was still looking at the first draft or the rough draft, it was because of this little piece that she said, it's just not right yet. So I'll reach out to her about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I can get a copy of the final or even the in process.
The draft is on the website, Lynn. It's on the website.
It is. Okay.
She had to, because the bylaws said she had to put it up there. It should have been the final, but it was the draft, and she didn't know. But it's fine. So if the final is done, it should be replaced. It should be put up.
Okay.
Talking about this, I just remembered. I think Ed used to deal with Carl a lot with regard to the dam.
He did.
Things like that. So, I mean, there must be some documents there that he has that he needs to pass it on to.
I agree, but he says he doesn't, and he said Tim has them, and Tim said Ed has them.
Okay. So maybe we need to ask Carl. Can you please let us have whatever documents you have, any correspondence?
Okay.
If you can't get it from him, you can try to get it from the other side.
True. Good point. Okay.
And the lawyer,
what do you want me to do with his email?
What?
And tax collector email.
Well, he's still there till end of December, right?
Yeah.
Right, December 31st.
Yeah. So...
So January 1, we have to change it to Lynn as a separate email for her under tax collector.
Mm-hmm. And a question for you.
No, it would be the same, just changing the password.
Password.
I'm wondering if there's a way to get Jason. Are you thinking that I got taken, Mark? If there's a way to get Jason to
do both it. Have that
back up those emails now.
Okay. And not only that, but make Lynn and Ed the point.
The joint.
Right.
Have joint access to the program.
Any email that comes in for tax collector goes to Lynn and Ed.
I'm wondering.
I'm not sure if I can do that because normally it's an alias.
Right. Well, I think they can. I bet they can find a way to join it.
When corporations get rid of their CEO, they have them come to the office, say, "Give me the keys," and you are gone. They change the password after that.
They don't give you a chance.
But they do give someone access to their email, to that person's email, for a period of time, not the person they ushered out, but whoever they designate. And I'm wondering, can he designate someone for that email? That was not Ed's personal email. If we can get get access to that email for a period of time.
Oh, huge freedom of information. I mean, this is...
No, we can get access to the email. I just got to change his password.
Mm-hmm. No, can't you...
We don't want to do that yet. I'm wondering if there's a way to back up his emails now. So we can't...
If you could add tax collector B, tax collector A, and co-join the emails,
something like that. So Lynn could be copied on everything that's getting sent to him now.
Well,
I think we want it with Lynn's files as well.
Just turn it over to Lynn.
Like that idea better. Just turn it over to Lynn because he doesn't seem to be helping. Why keep him on here?
Well. Because the letter said till December 31st and he would be paid. And we need to follow through. Unfortunately, we need to watch him, though, because we don't, and we have every right to look at all the emails that are coming and going from him. But
let me see what Jason can do.
If you can get a email account now, that would be the best because I have visions of him right now with that box of documents and that pretty bonfire in his backyard, and he's hitting the delete button on everything in his email account.
You know it, Lynn. You know it.
Oh, it'll be all right.
Let me talk to Jason.
I shouldn't be this paranoid.
No, but I think if nothing else, if Jason can download some of them onto a thumb drive or whatever, that might be an option.
Yeah, let me ask him. I can match the password and do it myself, but that would lock him out,
right?
And you know, how many really important emails is the tax collector getting?
We don't know. There could be bio detention stuff in there.
That'd be my guess.
I'm sure that I think about that because I and he were very good friends and they worked together.
Document attachments.
When Carl came and gave the first presentation about the dam, it was Ed who introduced him.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, they work closely together, and I don't know their relationship outside, but
yeah, no, I
would be very surprised if there wasn't one.
All right, well, okay.
Hey, Evelyn.
Yes, my dear.
Do you mind if I talk to Jason with you?
Sure.
I want to learn, and I want to tell him what I'm thinking and listen to his feedback.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we talk after the meeting and figure out a time, because he's 8 to 5.
Okay. And I'm flexible. Except I have my mother for the next 10 days.
I'd be a little good. I think you need some cosmos.
All right, anything else, people?
One more thing while we're on this.
Okay, well, happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on. The lawyer that we have, I know we had issues there. We talked about getting someone new. Are we still looking at that also, or are we going to keep...
You know, the issues that we had were not terribly big issues, and honestly, he's very responsive to us. I'm not ready or willing to do that at this point.
Okay, that's fine.
There are only a few attorneys in the state that specialize in associations, and that's his specialty.
Yeah. You know, quite frankly, he ticked me off, but
right.
You know, we got over it. And
the biggest issue with him is that he's Ed's alliance,
yes,
or whatever. Is that what you were getting at, Phil?
I remember the trouble that Cindy had with him. You know, and she as long as she's okay with it, and Cindy, you're fine with it.
Just so these guys know, in a nutshell, when it came to this property dispute, he said, go in there on July 1st, take your stuff out, get a police escort. I talked to all you guys, and we weren't willing to do that. And he said, I'm done. That was my advice. And that ticked me off. But guess what? We're over it. And
okay. He
is very responsive as an attorney.
Okay.
And I think he's reasonably pricey. And so at this point, I don't want to go through that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Off the record.
Okay. All right, kiddos. Anything else?
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, we need a motion.
We have a motion
to end the meeting.
We need lots of turkey, everybody.
I make a motion to we end this meeting.
Lori, are you going to that meeting tomorrow night?
Yes.
All right, I'll talk to you then.
Do we have
I second.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Happy Thanksgiving.